are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The Tar Heels need to play harder, smarter, and more together. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. If Carolina doesn't do those three things, its NCAA tournament will be over at the hands of Michigan State, one of the toughest, most intelligent, and best-coached teams in the game. It's what the Spartan surprising beatdown of Mississippi State and UNC's underwhelming win over 16th seed Wagner showed. Elliott Cadeau needs to play better than in his 18 minutes Hubert Davis gave him. Rugged Jalen Withers needs a chance to duplicate his double-double in the 22 minutes Davis used him in his hometown. The team cannot depend on another double-double by Amanda Bacot against an opponent with a front line the size of Carolina's. And R.J. Davis may be a consensus All-American, but he knows his is not a one-man team. While the Tar Heels and Spartans have met only 16 times in their history, among them are some memorable games that alumni fans and former players remember fondly or regrettably. The first is perhaps the most famous in the 1957 National Semifinals, where MSU led unbeaten Carolina by 2 points with seconds to play and a Spartan at the free throw line to ice the game in the pre-shot clock era. He missed. UNC's Pete Brennan grabbed the rebound and dribbled 70 feet to hit a jumper at the horn to tie the score. The Heels won in three overtimes. The Spartans came to Carmichael in 1978 with Irv and Magic Johnson, who invited star recruit James Worthy into their locker room after Carolina won 70-69. Big Game James said, thanks but no thanks, and signed with UNC. The Heels won their Sweet 16 game in Greensboro in 1998 and moved on to Bill Guthridge's first of two Final Fours. When Roy Williams returned to Chapel Hill, his teams beat Tom Izzo Spartans seven straight times, including in the 2005 Final Four semis and for the 2009 National Championship in Detroit, then in the famous game on the deck of the USS Carl Vinson in 2011. Izzo finally snapped that losing streak in the 2017 PK80 tournament in Portland. The programs have not met since. Izzo has won more than 60% of his NCAA games when his teams were the lower seed. That's how they will take the court in Charlotte, the number 9 Spartans versus the top-seeded Carolina in the West region. Michigan State has no marquee players to match the pub of Bacot, RJ, heralded transfers, Harrison Ingram, and Cormac Ryan, and flashy freshman Cadeau. All they bring to the game are gritty veterans with a lunch pail personality. The Tar Heels must be ready to get their hands dirty. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.